evening and welcome to Highway 322. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins online at kgnu.org. And we've got a special 1 hour show today for the Linda Ronstadt fans out there and those of you that maybe aren't fans but could learn a little something about her. I just saw the film. The Sound of Your Voice, kind of an ironic title because, of course, she's lost her voice in recent years because of Parkinson's disease. But it's a wonderful documentary, and it features Bonnie Raitt, who is a big fan, and J.D. Souther, who she was romantically involved with at one point. Jackson Brown speaks. Dolly Parton has a lot to say. Emmy Lou Harris, who attributes Linda to getting her out of a deep hole emotionally. Carla Bonoff. And, of course, she did recordings with Emmy Lou and Dolly, and just Emmy Lou herself. Cameron Crowe, the rock critic, chimes in, and you get a really nice feel for Linda Ronstadt, which I am hoping to impart this evening a bit. We're going to start off with her big first hit, Different Drum, by the Stone Ponies, which was a folk rock trio formed in L.A. with Linda Ronstadt, Bobby Kimmel, and Kenny Edwards. And the recordings include Ronstadt's first hit song, a cover of Mike Nesmith, who you know from the Monkees, his song, Different Drum, here on KGNU.
Fingers and try to believe. just act like a fool on a holiday. There's nothing that you wouldn't try. You must be a prisoner in disguise.
That's J.G. Souther here on KGNU Highway 322. And he was a love interest, more than a love interest, a real boyfriend of Linda Ronstadt. He said at one point that neither one of them was really interested in the marriage route, but kind of a cute story about how they met. He went and saw her, I believe, at the Troubadour in Los Angeles, and he just fell for her on the spot. And she walked by, and he grabbed her hand and said, I think you should have me over for dinner sometime. And he gave her his number, and he didn't really think he'd hear from her. And the next night, she called him up and said, well, come on over for that dinner. And she made him a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And that was the beginning of their relationship, and it went on for a while, a nice romance. We heard the song that made Linda famous, put her on the map, and after that she was signed to Capitol Records. We heard Different Drum, written by Michael Nesmith, who was a member of the Monkees, and it's a great song. Linda Ronstadt with J.D. Souther, which is a song that he wrote, Prisoner in Disguise. He went on to be in a band, Souther, Hillman, and Furay, with Chris Hillman and Richie Furay. There's just a lot of cross-pollinization there with Souther. And Linda Ronstadt also did a song by the Eagles, and that's part of the cross-pollinization. Let's hear Desperado by Linda Ronstadt here on KGNU Highway 322.
Don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you will hurt you somehow.
You're losing all your highs and lows. Ain't it funny how
Desperado. Glenn Frey was in Linda Ronstadt's band for a little bit, and he was one of the Eagles that wrote that song, Desperado. And a big breakthrough hit for Linda Ronstadt. She had many, but this was one of the first, was Heart Like a Wheel. And that was a cover of a Kate and Anna McGarrigle song. And just for a little variety, we're going to hear their version of this song that Linda Ronstadt made famous.
They burn so bright.
Recognize that voice, one of my favorites, Emmylou Harris, who said that Linda Ronstadt lifted her up after the death of her dear friend and colleague and co-singer Graham Parsons, who died of a heroin overdose about the time that Emmylou and Graham were singing together and touring. And Emmylou said it was absolutely devastating. And Linda stepped up as a friend and talked her up. At a very low time in her life, she lifted her up. And it's hard to underestimate the power of Linda Ronstadt's voice, very powerful, to the point that Emmylou Harris said of her, "There is no one on the planet that ever had or will ever have a voice like Linda Ronstadt." Doing a little special here on Highway 322, featuring the music and influences of Linda Ronstadt.
I feel so bad, I got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine, looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou. Where the fox are fine and the world is mine. again. Gonna be with some of my friends. Maybe I'll feel better again. Only by you.
Support comes from the Capitol Hill Concert Series presenting folk singer Peter Mayer live on Friday, October 11th at the First Unitarian Society of Denver. Tickets and more information at CapitolHillConcerts.com.
He's the Belfast cowboy and a dweller on the threshold, the beloved singer of Brown Eyed Girl, Caravan, and Moondance. And Van Morrison is going to be a featured artist during KGNU's Fall Fun Drive. Join morning DJ Doug Gertner and Paul Epstein of Twist and Shout Records for a deep dive into the musical legacy of Van Morrison, including rare live gems and never-before-broadcast performances spanning over 50 years in the spotlight. Tune in to the Morning Sound Alternative on Monday, October 14th from 9:30 a.m. until 12 noon for our Van Morrison special right here on KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Yeah, Doug Gertner and Paul Epstein, stealing my thunder. You know I'm a big Van Morrison fan, but he beat me to it. He's doing a special for the Fun Drive all about Van Morrison. You can bet that I'll be listening to that. Hope you will be too. We've got a ticket giveaway coming up. It's a really great one. Mary Chapin Carpenter and Sean Colvin at the Paramount, but I'm not quite ready for that yet. I did want to say that the group Darling West, who is a very nice folk duo. They've been on the air here at KGNU, and I've sort of become friends with them. They'll be at Laughing Goat Friday night. Is that tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow at 9 o'clock on Pearl Street. So check that out. Darling West at the Laughing Goat. Linda Ronstadt had 5 platinum records. She had lots of hits. And she was playing huge auditoriums when she thought that she wasn't up to it. She wasn't good enough. That plagued her all through her career. She just felt like she wasn't good enough, and yet she was very adventurous and stepped out of line to do a Mexican, or shall we say a Spanish language album in tribute to her father, who was from Mexico, Canciones de mi Padre. And she also did opera with Kevin Kline. She did Pirates of Penzance. And if you hear her voice on that, it's just shockingly beautiful. She hits these high notes and just really stretches her voice. And she just has such a powerful voice. Just distinctive and unique and uniquely powerful. And she had a lot of fans in the business. As I said, some of the people that were speaking on her behalf were, let's see if I can get the list here, but Jackson Browne, J.D. Souther, who she was romantically involved with, very much Bonnie Raitt, Carla Bonhoff. They all became friends with her, too. Dolly Parton, Emmylou Harris, Cameron Crowe, and Ry Cooder, just to name a few. And she recorded two trio albums with Dolly Parton and Emmylou Harris. Just beautiful work. And we're going to hear something from that right now here on Highway 322 on KGNU. Thanks for listening. Hope you're learning something about Linda Ronstadt, maybe appreciating her just a little bit more.
Sometimes I go walking through fields where we walked long ago in the sweet used to be. And the flowers still grow, but they don't smell as sweet as they did when you picked them for me. And when I think of you and the love we once knew,
but I don't know what it means. and I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time. Caught in my fears, thinking back the tears. I can't say you hurt me, but you never let me near, and I never drew one response from you.
Listen to those strings in the background. She had some interesting orchestration. Let's see. I was going to say that a lot of people in the documentary said that Linda Ronstadt, even though she doesn't write her own songs, she makes those songs her own. And it's so true. That powerful voice of hers and poignant voice, she just makes the songs her own personal message. That's kind of a sad song, and Linda Ronstadt has a sad epilogue to her life because she got Parkinson's disease and she can't really sing anymore. But in the movie, Linda Ronstadt, what's it called? Sound of Your Voice, she sings at the end with her family, and she's just singing sweetly and not very loud and not very powerfully. So she's lost the voice that she could perform with and win huge audiences over with. But she still has a voice to sing with her family and friends, it seems like. So, yeah, she doesn't seem bitter or anything. She wanted to perform or Nelson Riddle songs, and she did. She did Crazy He Calls Me, and this is from What's New, Linda Ronstadt.
I say I'll move the mountains, and I'll move
out of the way. Crazy calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love, I'd say. I say I'll go through fire, and I'll go through fire, as he wants it, so it shall. If I have to hold up the sky, crazy calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love am I.
Linda Ronstadt said she wanted to perform some Nelson Riddle songs arranged by him and composed by him. And she told somebody at the record company, I'd like to play with somebody like Nelson Riddle. And the guy said, why didn't you get with Nelson Riddle himself? So she did. And they had a collaboration, have an album, which is really beautiful, called What's New. And that was Crazy, He Calls Me, written by Nelson Riddle. We do have a ticket giveaway. I've left it kind of late here. And just disappeared on the screen. And I'll have to get it back. I'll do it in a couple in a song or two, but as I said before, it's Sean Colvin and Mary Chapin Carpenter at the Paramount, and I have to get the date. Something just happened with the monitor. That happens sometimes, but we will play a little bit of music. As I said, she got into music from Mexico. Her father was from Mexico, and she was half Mexican, even though, as they were saying in the show, she didn't really look it. With a last name like Ronstadt, sounded like she was German or something, Jackson Brown said. But she was Mexican, and she put in an album against the advice of all the record company people, which became the highest the highest selling record in Spanish, like ever, called Canciones de Mi Padre. We're going to hear El Sol Que Tu Eres, The Sun That You Are, by Linda Ronstadt.
Sol redondo y colorado, como una
Linda Ronstadt singing in Spanish there in honor of her father, who was from Mexico. And that was El Sol Que Tú Eres, The Sun That You Are, from Canciones de Mi Padre. We are honoring Linda Ronstadt this evening. Just saw the documentary about her called The Sound of My Voice, kind of ironic since she has lost her voice now that she has Parkinson's disease. But what a powerful voice she had. And just wanted to say that we have a ticket giveaway October 9th at the Paramount. These are paper tickets, and we ask that you haven't won anything in the last month and that you can make it to the show. This is Sean Colvin and Mary Chapin Carpenter, two terrific voices of our time. And if you are interested in that, please give us a call at 303-442-4242. These tickets are going to go fast. KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, Highway 322.
Life isn't easy. Love never lasts. You just carry on and keep moving fast. I pulled off the highway. Roll into town. I'm just fancy free, babe, and I travel round. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes down. Where can I run to? Have I sinned when you cry? My thoughts are filled.
I'd give anything to see you again.
Linda Ronstadt making that song her own, as she often did. Love Has No Pride. Before that, we heard a collaboration with Aaron Neville. She did a whole album with him, and they had to look all lovey-dovey, and everybody thought that they were in love, but it was just an act. Cry Like a Rainstorm with Aaron Neville. And that brings us up to 8 o'clock. You've been listening to a special on Linda Ronstadt. I saw the documentary. I was one of 7 people in the audience the other day, including Nick and Helen Forrester. It was fun talking to them about the movie as we came out. Anyway, it's called The Sound of Your Voice, and catch it if you can, all about Linda Ronstadt. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, online at kgnu.org. Time now for Jack Rummel and Ragtime America.
Living Dialogues and Connections guest Lisa Graves says Duncan Campbell's knowledge, understanding, and perceptions are truly extraordinary. What a program. Don't miss Living Dialogues Sunday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on KGNU.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the 17th Annual Moab Folk Festival, with support from the Utah Office of Tourism and featuring folk legend Judy Collins. 3 days of live folk and Americana music takes place November 1st through 3rd in the scenic Red Rock country of Moab, Utah. Tickets, lodging packages, complete lineup, and more available at moabfolkfestival.com.
Hello out there in the KGN universe. Our fall fund drive is coming up October 9th through the 20th, and as always, KGNU relies on volunteers to take contributions on the phone during our fund drive. There's no experience necessary, and KGNU will feed you a delicious meal while you're here. Visit kgnu.org for more information and sign up today.
For an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to delve into a topic that I hope will be interesting for you. Something that was very popular back at the turn of the century, the 20th century that is, was to take a classical composition and turn it into a rag, or rag it as it were. And a lot of people did this, and a lot of people in the audience really ate that up. So we're going to be featuring that tonight on our program. It's called Ragging the Classics. And I hope that some people out there have at least a passing familiarity with classical music and some opera themes. And if you do, you will enjoy this even more. So let's start with something written by Harry Alford back in 1913, based on the Sextet from Lucia by Don Zanetti. That's an opera. So here then is Lucy's Sextet.